When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name's T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Happy labor sleigh. Well, it's over. We hope you had a good labor sleigh.
Labor Day weekend.
Work, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Work.
We hope you didn't work.
Yeah.
Some of us did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Just another day, whatever.
It's just, yeah. It's, you know, we're really only proud of one American holiday, and we're about to discuss it.
The day that burlesque dropped in theaters.
That too. That too. No. 20 years ago.
Oh, yes.
We, as a people, correctly voted for the first time in Democratic history for the rightful winner of any election ever.
Yeah.
September 4th, 2002. 20 years of legendary Clarkson. American Idol winner.
Yep.
Our one true idol. A national holiday. A rightful winner. And a winner who has actually done something with the crown and truly lived up to the title.
Yep.
I mean, we rarely get it right about anything, but we did.
She's dominated the charts.
The charts, the daytime TV ratings, the Christmas
tours.
Wayfair commercials.
Oh, I keep getting all the Wayfair commercials. Not sponsored. But I'm like, I want to buy something.
Yeah.
Send me, I'll get a couch.
If Kelly likes that cabinet, I'll get it. Yeah. Yeah.
A mug. Oh, no, it's been getting me, though.
A footstool like this. Some people laze a lifetime. Sorry, vocals so early into the episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. And she acknowledged.
She did.
Kelly noticed 9/4/22.
She has been ignoring Idol for quite some time.
She has, rightfully so.
You know, she
so.
Went to another show.
She did go to another
show.
Where
they do similar things.
Probably got a bigger check.
Yeah.
Let's be real. But she plays for both teams, which is a very smart and financially sensible thing to do.
Yep.
She'll just go where the money goes. She has the NBC.
United.
Affiliate.
States of American Idol.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, oh my gosh, Idol was Fox, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Connecting all the dots. She connected Fox, NBC,
Capitalist
and now
Idol.
ABC.
No,
Capitalist
kidding.
Idol. I mean, she is, though. She works. She gets that money.
As she should.
As she should. But yes, she acknowledged with a Instagram post that was heartfelt and pretty real, just like Kelly. She thanked her friends and family for keeping her grounded and acknowledged that it was opened her up to access and opportunity and creative partnerships to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember, actually, the Kelly Clarkson show did a nice little montage. Did you see that?
I did.
On TikTok of everything everyone's ever said about her being an idol. And it reminded me of, I believe it was her first show where she had Simon, Paula,
yep.
Randy, and Simon's words about how far she's come and how it had to be her, and she really did, you know, make the show a success. And I thought it was really sweet. He was right, you know, even though he wasn't right during the fucking series.
Oh,
watching
yeah.
it back, their critiques were crazy.
Oh, yeah. They used to go in.
And especially with her, she did like, I remember she did a respect, and he was like, I didn't remember you until now. And that's like what his feedback was.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that was eons better than anyone else could ever do now.
That piano. Way better. Because they didn't have all of the, and I'm not saying that I don't like, you know, the pizzazz.
No, of course. But this was some, you know, popsicles and glue. Yeah.
You showed up and you didn't even get a piano.
You know.
You had to sing that a cappella.
Acapulco.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was early days, especially. It also reminded me, somebody messaged me and they were like, oh my God, Idol was a summer show, because there was no Faith in the show. Like,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't have Idol in the summer now. Like, that's a primetime show. You wouldn't have it like as a, they toss shows in the summer that are like maybes.
Oh, I know. I'm still to this day upset about Mob Wives Chicago.
Oh, was it in the summer?
It had a time slot with Big Angie's spinoff.
Oh.
And it didn't even get a reunion.
Oh, God.
So that is my summer show gripe that I've been holding on to for 10 years.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But it is a thing. Like, summer shows just aren't.
No, it's like, or it's like a testing ground. And if it's a thing, it'll be a thing, I guess. But yeah, there was no Faith, I feel like, in American Idol at first. Anyway.
No.
But lo and behold, somebody carried the torch, burned it all down in my December.
Yeah.
Came back swinging again, and when I can't wait for her to burn it all down again on my December too.
I can't wait. She truly is the best.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we met her backstage at the concert, and she remembered me? I was so fucking.
She noticed.
Muddled. I was so shook.
You know. Well, I think it would be memorable to have a Legends binder and make her look at it.
Oh yeah, and she opens up. Well, if you guys okay, so throwback for context, if you don't know,
right,
there is a video where I won a contest for Vivo and had to present her with these Vivo awards.
Uh-huh.
But they lied to me at the beginning, told me that I was like in the running and they didn't know if they were going to pick me or not. And it was snowing and my entire outfit got ruined in the snow. And I was soaking wet from all the snow melting on me. And I thought at this point that it wasn't happening. So I was in a bad mood.
Uh-huh.
But then I met her and they made me show her the Legends binder. And when she opened it up, it was Paris Hilton's post-jail photo shoot. And I was really embarrassed.
She loved it.
But yeah, she remembered it. So
it's memorable, I would say. That's a memorable moment.
She is an icon.
She is. We've seen her over the years live.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I think they're just getting started with season 4 of Kelly Clarkson's show.
There was a TikTok of that girl that was like, can I sing with you? And they like sang together.
She's just down.
Yeah.
She's just down for whatever.
Queen of Wayfair.
Queen of Wayfair. Yeah. So, Kelly, we salute you as a nation. You make me patriotic in a way that nothing else does, certainly in the past few years. So, we got you right. And, Justin, you know, you got the movie and Broadway, I think.
Oh, you know what we didn't do? I'm just remembering.
What?
So, in our after show this week, we went through that entire thread of deep cuts.
Yes. Oh, we didn't do Kelly. We can do that here as a little teaser to throw to the after show. Oh.
But speaking of that movie, Timeless.
Yes.
From the movie.
Yeah, you thought wrong for sure. Oh my God, but there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Hear Me.
Oh.
Breakaway.
Sober.
Sober is the one for me. Yeah. My December. The Day We Fell Apart.
Bop.
Bop. Maybe.
Dark Side.
Yeah.
My grown up Christmas list.
Yep.
Oh, that one makes me cry every the true huh. Yeah.
Oh, thankful album, truly. You thought wrong. And Just Missed the Train. Just slayed the train.
I really do feel like it is her thankful album that's like her deep cuts, because
yeah.
she really went mainstream with Breakaway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thankful was sort of pitched as schlocky winners.
Yeah.
You know, R&B ballads and whatever, even though I find them all delightful.
There's
a lot of really good Swedish
soulful
pop on there. Yes. Every era is good when it comes to her. Oh God, and Stronger era, the deep cuts from that one.
Mm.
Oh, Dark Side. Yeah.
That got a video, Dark Side, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Well. We stan.
We stan.
And if you would like to hear us go through all of the legends, we did that on the after show this
week.
Yeah,
check out the after show for our
viral little Twitter thread that was going on. You know, we'd like to participate in the trends.
We do.
The kids.
And thank you to all of our Patreon Legends Only fans for subscribing. If you haven't, just go to patreon.com/legends.
Only. Set to the beat of Timeless by Kelly Clarkson.
He'll pitch that up.
Yeah. Oh, what are you saying?
Oh, well.
Let's get into this week's
events. Yeah. Well, the Emmys happened. The creative Emmys. Creative Emmys.
Right. Now, I was confusion from this. But...
I've always been confused by this. Yeah, there's creative Emmys and then the Emmys.
Proper. Whatever you want to.
Sure.
Main.
Yeah. A lot of wins for our girls. A lot of surprising wins.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of almost EGOTs as well.
Yeah. Egos.
Ego. Well, and definitely some egos.
And E's.
Plenty of egos.
E.T.'s.
There's some E.T.'s.
I would like to win one from the EGOT.
Well,
I'm being dead serious.
If we have, well, most likely Grammy for this podcast. But sure.
Tony's out of the picture for me.
I also feel
the stage can't handle these vocals.
Ever deep dive back into TV, I feel like that could be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the one that we would be least, well, the one we'd be least attached to would be Tony, I think.
You never know.
Tony. The one last.
Burlesque, the revival. I'll play an extra.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right. We're not counting it out then.
Yep.
Not counting any part
lounge,
of
Lounge EGOT. Attendee 3, and it's me. E-X. And then I just have to sit there with a martini posing.
It could happen.
Tony by association.
I love
TBA.
TBA.
Never count it out.
No, never count it out. You never know. The irony is, yeah, we'll both have Tonys.
Yeah.
We hate theater. We'll both have Tonys by the end of our lives. But no, Miss Adele is now Ego.
She is?
Yeah. Because... the Bond theme, I believe, mm-hmm. Oscar. Grammys aplenty.
And the special got
the special
the
E.
Yeah.
She just needs to do a little something on Broadway.
Yeah.
Maybe she could have a musical jukebox about her discography. You know, like, I think people could just sing her songs. She can get a Tony really easily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she wants to do... I don't think she acts. She's great in, like, skits, but I don't think she acts as far as, like, a movie.
Am I going to collab with Peppa Pig?
No. Divorce Babes, the musical. I mean, that could
concept.
Be a thing. Divorce the musical. And then another winner, historic winner. She's a fracking winner, baby.
RuPaul.
Miss RuPaul.
Again. Undefeated.
A fucking again. Yes, this outstanding host in a competition, reality TV. The reign is never ending. They've got it down to a science. It is a science.
Honestly.
And it works. And they eat it up. And she's not the only Drag Race alum, because We're Here also won.
It did.
For, well, at least for makeup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And none other than Luscious Massacre.
Luscious Massacre.
You truly...
Emmy Award. I am so fucking thrilled.
You truly never know. If you guys don't know, Luscious Massacre does... obviously, makeup, and also has a YouTube channel that we had followed a while back.
For years, I feel like.
Uh-huh. Does a lot of live chats.
Yep.
Talking
you
with
met
the girls.
Her at DragCon, didn't you?
That's true. I did, briefly. Yeah. And lo and behold, on the stage at the Emmys.
Yeah.
You just never know.
She does Shangela, too, I think, now.
Okay.
Travels with her.
That makes sense for We're Here, then.
But yeah, Luscious Massacre is a drag queen and makeup artist.
Yep.
So fucking talented.
Yeah, the looks...
That's where
the
girls come
from. It is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I never thought about that.
Yep. I fucking love Luscious.
Going through the gigs, honey. Like a lot of it. Yeah. So the creative Emmys and our girls from League of Legends are now EGOTs. Emmy winners. Arcane won. Oh, that's right.
Arcane won.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Sona.
Sona.
Oh, wait, no, Sona. Sona was not in the world of Arcane.
Not yet.
The world of Arcane does not have a queen of pop yet.
No, but Emmy
there
winner
are
Jinx.
Plenty of contenders.
Yes.
Jinx is such a little shit.
I know. And now an Emmy award winning shit.
That show was so good.
It was so good. I was really glad that it won so that it would also like reinforce that they need to like make another season.
I know.
Because these things, you know, we've seen Netflix is very cutthroat. These shows.
No spoilers, but I need to know what happens.
Exactly. You they know left that, on a cliffhanger. That, oh. The true, huh?
I need to know what happens.
It's true.
But yeah, check out Arcane, not sponsored.
Yeah.
It is on Netflix, which I unsubscribed from after Chiggs lost.
Well, you're going to have to resubscribe or I'll have to give you the password because we've got Great British Bake Off.
It is back.
September 13th, I believe. Reason to live, everybody. Soggy bottoms unite.
Speaking of soggy bottoms.
Oh, no. Which ex are we talking about?
Did you see Giuseppe's tweet to those queens?
No.
Okay, so one of the winners from the past season.
Uh-huh.
Now, I may be getting this wrong.
Oh,
if
no.
I say whatever.
Oh, no.
There is a podcast that they're launching called Soggy Bottoms Club.
Oh, my God.
To talk about Great British Bake Off.
I love that.
I think they're alluding that they got hit with a cease and desist.
Oh.
That they can't use that to talk about Bake Off or something.
Is Soggy Bottoms trademark?
I don't know.
Huh.
Something happened and they put out a thing and they're like, we need to change the name before we launch this. So Giuseppe tweeted and said, I was going to suggest Hungry Bottom Club, but that could be easily misconstrued. And I was like,
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe. Huh. Take that crown back and give it to Chiggs.
Yeah.
You didn't even
this
deserve
is lewd
to
behavior
win.
For a winner. We don't support that here. Oh my God. Wow. So many winners all around. Also, shout out to Legendary. They had won for outstanding makeup for a reality show. What are the winners? I'm just scrolling through the Savage X Fenty show. Won for outstanding choreography or reality TV programming for the opening.
Ooh.
Very good. I mean, that's really like a cultural institution now. The Savage X Fenty shows are becoming like a big thing. So
when does that usually happen?
I feel like it might be coming up again.
Joggers.
Mm-hmm.
September.
Maybe.
Yep.
But yeah. Bunch of winners. They're all winners, baby. The Primetime Emmys are at September 12th. The Creative Arts Emmys are like 2 weeks before.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Know who else was also there?
Ooh.
The guy who was the it clown in the viral video that I did that went viral, you know, like the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the it dancing to like singing Miley Cyrus. Yeah, so he was nominated this year and was there. Yep.
What was he nominated for? That's incredible.
I believe costume because that's he does like a lot of... Obviously, I mean, when he was the it clown, he looked exactly like...
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Assistant costume designer for Moon Knight, Gods and Monsters, Disney Plus. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a fake fan also because I follow him. So I didn't notice that he was casually Emmy nominated.
Oh yeah. He's like viral video queen, but also like
oh my God,
extremely
legend.
Talented.
Yes.
Costume.
All these people.
Artists.
Wow.
So many talented gays.
So many talented gays. And then here we are.
I include myself in that, and you.
Well,
just saying.
Thank you.
Nobody was killed.
Nobody was nominated this year. next year, we'll get nominated for audio recording at the Grammys.
Are podcasts even nominated?
I believe so.
Short form, right?
Yeah.
Something.
But I think we have to do like a serial series, like a.
Oh.
I don't know. 20 years of something.
An inside look at why Burlesque flopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
20 episode. Add it to the list.
Yep. I'll go to the Capitol and look for evidence of insurrection like Lady Gaga. That'll be my serial podcast. Well, anywho, speaking of anniversaries and things, it is also the 15th anniversary of Give Me More. This era.
Cannot believe that it's been 15 years.
I know.
I remember the moment.
Same.
Vividly. In my dorm room.
Shaking.
Did I tell the story on the Britney pod that I heard it wrong the first time?
No.
I
don't think so.
I was in such a rush. I don't remember if I lied on the podcast because I didn't want to sound like I hadn't heard it. But I was so excited that the song leaked that when I pressed play, my speaker wasn't on yet. So I turned it on like at about 3 seconds in. I missed It's Britney, Bitch on my first play.
Ooh, so exclusive tea.
When I played it again, that's when I was shook. I was already shook by the song, but I was like, what? Yeah. So I didn't hear that on my first play.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I was too much in a twink panic. I had to get turn it on. I'm sure it's good already. And I like was late to the speakers. Yeah. And then we did burn it on a CD and run it down to the quad where there was like a little party happening on the lawn so that they could blast it to
the quad.
You're
going to listen and you're going to like it.
Yeah. Shout out to, what's it called? North Quad? I'm like forgetting now. It's been 15 years, but shout out to Brandeis University. First listen. Give me more.
AOL Music.
AOL First Music. Listen. First listen.
The kids these days, they don't even know.
They don't. I would say the most recent cultural... No, it pops up a lot. I was going to say Hustlers, because that had a moment.
Iconic. Speaking of EGOTs, that should have...
Oh, sort of swept.
Oscar.
But I also think Gimme More is like a staple on TikTok. It can be, you know, sped up. It could be slowed down in some cases. It's always there.
Yeah.
It's an institution.
I do miss hearing her out and about. That was really epic.
Yeah. There's nothing like it.
No, there really was nothing like it. Nothing like being 21 and hearing Gimme More at a bar. Nothing like it.
Not at all.
I need to make that TikTok now.
You do. It's just, I'm sorry for the children who didn't live through it, but there's something. It was the crisp of the air.
Oh, blackout season. That first little breeze on your tits, it's just like cool. And you're like breaking the
ice. I guess
it
wasn't during Gimme More, but it was during Blackout because I'm like, it's hot right now. There's no way it was crisp during Gimme More.
It's fake fall. Saturday was a fake fall. Yeah.
But nothing like it.
No, there really is nothing like it.
Shout out to the 15th of Gimme More.
Shout out to Ava on TikTok. Nothing like it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that account.
Nope.
Well, from
I reported someone on TikTok for making fun of her. Yes, I did.
I salute you.
They said, I can't stand this lady's voice. Why does she keep popping up on my FYP? And I said, reported for bullying and harassment. If you don't want to see it, then mute her.
Yeah. Although I will say, if I hit mute this user or mute the sound, I feel like they give it to me more.
No, you have to block the user.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've realized that I have to actually block them.
Mm-hmm. Or you hold and you hit not interested.
See, I did that, and not interested in this user, not interested in the sound, and I still...
Who was it? Who were you not interested in?
There are definitely some, like stan news accounts, because it knows that I like music, or Britney, or whatever, pop music, and it's just shit I already know, and it's just, like, really... How do I describe that type of TikTok? It's, like, the pointing in the corner, and just, like... Did you know that? And I'm just like, I did know. You're blocked. Yeah. I don't know how to describe
that's
it. It's
fair.
The TikTok that I don't want to become, that I know I probably should to like be relevant in this generation is to like do that sort of.
Yes, I know exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Did you know that this song was originally recorded?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually.
I mean, it's fine. Just being an asshole, as usual. Anyway.
I like the account the other day that promoted Brooke Hogan about us.
Oh.
It's like 2000-something pop Y2K culture. I forget.
I mean, I definitely like the accounts sort of like on Twitter, like 2000s culture, whatever ones, or those kinds where it's just like a clip of the song or like, just give me the content.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear your input because you're 21. You didn't live through it. It's new to you. I hate that. I hate it. I'm so sorry when it's like a Gen Z baby telling me about Paris's album. I'm like, sit down.
Yeah.
You were in diapers.
Mm-hmm. And I have the vinyl.
And now I'm in diapers.
Life is cyclical.
It is. I can't stand a Gen Z telling me about like living through like Blackout or something. I'm like, no.
I know.
Yeah. I know it is cyclical though.
Or like the Gen Z posts that are like, I just turned 20 and I don't know what I want to do in life.
Like, join the fucking club.
Like, well, 34 here.
It's not gonna get better.
It's not getting better. No, that's not true. It does.
It gets better, and then it gets weird.
It just gets different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets weird. Things start hurting, and then,
oh my God, everything hurts. Everything.
You just have more doctor appointments, but things get better.
Why is that?
Well,
am I
degrading.
Alone in that?
I don't hurt. I just have more like little issues.
Okay.
Like I don't like a dot on my skin, so I go to the dermatologist.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing a lot of that lately.
Got it.
I've always sort of been that though, but not aches and pains.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, I need to go.
You've been doing damage to your foot though.
Foot's better.
Okay.
She's getting good. Actually, silver lining of Cornova, because I like
you
to look
had
at
to rest.
I look at the silver lining of everything in life.
That's what
did
we do.
Did it ruin
here.
My month of August? Did it send me into a spiraling depression? Yes. But you know what? It helped with the foot because I was.
You were forced.
Yes. So you know what? Silver lining.
Shout out to Silver Lining by Rilo Kiley also.
Yep. Almost died. Brain fog for a month. But you know what? Healed the foot.
Things could be worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always.
Always.
What were we talking about? What the hell's going
on?
We
were talking about Britney and then Gen Z. And then we're going to bring it back to before baby. I think she's before baby boomer generation. I don't know what generation it's called.
What are the generations as you go down the... It's alpha.
The alpha's the babies that
Gen
are going to eat up Gen Z, who are eating up millennials. And then Gen X. And
oh,
then,
so Gen X, then boomer.
Then boomer. And then...
Dead. Sorry.
I think it's like post... it's like post...
Colonials.
Yes. I think that's next after that. But anyway, talk about a true legend. Out of nowhere, a TikTok popped up of the paparazzi questioning none other than Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
Walking out with some gays. Asking her, of all things,
I can't.
What
her
thoughts
live.
Are on Elton John and Britney's Hold Me Closer. I feel like there was some shade from the gay.
There was.
Who was like, well, we love Elton.
We love, yeah.
And Liza piped in to be like, well, we love Britney.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not even believe it. Also because there's always been, a lot of people draw comparisons to Judy Garland and Britney for a lot of the, you know, the scenarios they've been through and think and all of that. So to have Liza comment on Britney was just a bit surreal. It was very...
This is a place for legends.
Yes. And also, like, they've compared how they look, like, throwback photos. Hold Me Closer,
yep.
Liza Minnelli. This is also your opportunity. You should go back and you should watch a montage of all of her best moments from... Arrested Development. Oh, so fucking funny. We love you, Liza, and thank you for putting your gay in place.
Yeah.
She was like, and we love Britney, you little bitch.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell if he was being shady about...
I couldn't tell either.
The demo. Was he saying, like, we liked the one where you could hear her. I couldn't tell. Like,
oh,
I think he was a Britney stan, being like, we liked the old one before... Like, I think he listened to the leak. I don't know.
Oh.
I couldn't.
Maybe I've interpreted
the
whole situation wrong. But I most importantly, she clarified that there's love for Britney. And she hasn't yet heard it, but she will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people will be hearing it because it's projected. I believe by the time this comes out, we'll already know. But I believe the projections were number 6 here. And it's number 3, I think, in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And a number 1 elsewhere. And it's like top 10 in many territories. Hit confirmed. So Slay Me Closer to the top of the charts.
Yep.
Tiny Dancer.
Still making its way around TikTok.
Sure is. Oh, Ryan, my crush, my childhood idol, Ryan Phillippe, did a video of him riding along to Hold Me Closer. Cruel Intentions. If you know, you know. The butt that shoved 1,000 gays out of the closet forever.
I don't know this.
Oh, God. It's a movie called Cruel Intentions.
Oh.
And you're going to have to look
I'm
that
have
one
to
up.
Look that one. Oh, man, I'm getting scalped. Everyone's screaming.
I can just hear it. I actually heard it.
I hear it.
It came out in 98, and it's got
I wasn't
legends.
Born yet.
You weren't born yet. Ryan, Reese Witherspoon, Selma Blair, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Like, Legends Only Affair. There was a moment with a butt in the movie that truly was one of my very first gay awakenings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was busy playing Nintendo 64 and watching Sable, okay?
Well, to be fair, like, Sable is a sly.
Yeah. I'm going to blame my parents who made us play outside.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why my movie knowledge is not very good.
It's fine. It's fine.
Did you like Fire Island?
I
almost watched Moulin Rouge this week.
And I almost watched Fire Island due to recent Twitter events.
Yes. Yeah. Brief little scandal. Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting there. Mm-hmm. It was Labor Day. So how can you fit in a movie during Labor Day?
I feel like that'll be a good winter watch.
Yes.
You know, like longing for the summer.
Yes. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I might just surprise you and watch it 1 week, though. You really never know with me.
Yeah. I'll surprise everyone with a Moulin Rouge deep dive.
You know, it was a missed opportunity. We honestly should have texted each other during Cornova and just made each other watch the movie when we were like doing nothing.
Yeah.
That would have been a good idea.
Maybe we did and we don't remember it because I could have watched it.
I probably just thought I saw somebody's Instagram story and it was I saw Fire Island.
I legitimately don't remember those 2 weeks.
Yeah. I just watched Tiny House Hunters. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway.
From tiny houses to the runway. We cover it all here.
We really do.
It is time for a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, so this week I am giving my high fashion editorial to the one, the only, the greatest tennis player of all time, Serena Williams, for her diamond encrusted. That sounds gross. Encrusted sounds like it's rotting or something. Bedazzled.
Sure.
Diamond shoes, outfit, diamonds in the hair, from beads to diamonds.
Diamonds.
Iconic. A sleigh. Yeah.
And you were there.
I was on opening night. I was there. I was with Will. It honestly all played out perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
As upset and as much as I cried on Friday night and then into Saturday morning, got it out of my system. Monday was so special.
Mm-hmm.
It was like we had just hit like 16 years, New York, moved here for college. Will lived across the hall. It was my first gay friend that I had, like actual friend that was like, I'm like, oh my God, you're gay like me?
Mm-hmm.
We went, we sat there. I had a moment. I just took it all in. New York, beautiful night. 16 years with my college bestie. It was just, you know, a beautiful moment.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Everyone in my section was like going hard for her. The guy next to me was so cute. It was like him and his wife. Oh. He was like sitting there and he was like, oh, oh, oh. And he just kept like freaking out the whole time. Woman behind me was sitting there. She's like, oh my God, Serena. We just need you to relax, Serena, relax. My God. We're cackling. Oh, it was,
And now you'll have that memory to savor forever.
Yep.
A positive memory.
Yep. We participated in I had my little square, my class participation.
It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
I'm glad you went.
Honestly, I'm glad it all played out because I feel like she won just by showing up.
Yes.
And if any of you watched that last match, she fucking went out fighting. She fought off like 6 match points in that last game. It was epic. She did not get her ass whooped. She fought like hell. That's why we stan vintage Serena. But anyway, I could go on for like another hour and a half if we really wanted to, but yeah.
Well, I'm just glad you got to have that moment and that it was a very positive, emotional.
Yes, I got to see the diamonds glistening
experience.
Also, I was really happy because I was up high and I could see everything on the court.
Yeah.
I was really excited by that.
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
Look at you, silver linings.
Yeah. My vision has kind of been like off. So I was nervous that I was going to get there and not be able to see.
Okay. Maybe an eye doctor appointment.
There's a lot of things we have to
do. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. All right.
I just had my healthcare stripped from me.
Okay. Stripped?
Oh. 20 years incoming, actually. Yeah.
Oh, God.
But the point is, Serena is like a beacon of resilience in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching since I was a kid, very much in the Britney
in the story. Realm.
So if you know, you know. If you get it, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I
digress.
Well, mine is less emotional and less meaningful to me.
Is it less fashionable?
But it is no less fashionable. My pick of the week, late breaking news, just happened moments ago. You know her best for Midsommar.
Oh, I do. The Midsommar girl.
Uh-huh. Florence Pugh makes her highly anticipated arrival at the 2022 Venice Film Festival. I don't know if you saw it.
First of all, I need a whole backstory.
Okay. Basically,
all I know about Venice is like Venice Beach.
Well, that's okay. So Italy,
like I do know Italy,
like the canals with the water, Venice, like the romantic gondolas.
Got it. Okay.
Got it.
There's Venice a world film. In Overwatch that's based off of that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Venice Film Festival is where a lot of the highly buzzed about movies get their premieres. Mm. A lot of the stars are there. And right now, one of the most buzzed about movies that is there has nothing to do with the movie. I don't know if you've caught wind of this, but it's called Don't Worry, Darling. Ironically, there's a lot of people worrying, darling.
I have seen little moments of drama.
Yes.
And I was trying to find the source of it, and I'm lost. Something with Olivia Wilde.
Yes, director of the movie, dating Harry Styles, star of the movie with Florence. Originally, Shia LaBeouf was supposed to play Harry's character.
Oh.
Olivia had said that he was fired from set. Shia then came out and said, "That is not true, Ellen," and released a video of Olivia basically begging him to try and make it work, saying something sort of disrespectful along the lines of, "We got to get Miss Flo back on this and get you guys working together again." Basically implying that like there was an issue between him and Florence. Shia, of course, has his own many allegations and you know, disruptive behavior and all of that sort of against him. So the implication is that maybe he was a terror on set and that she was still trying to make Florence work with him. Ultimately, he left the project, is what he said in his side of the story. So, and then there were rumors that there was a pay disparity between Florence and Harry, and with Harry being Olivia's boyfriend, that makes it dicey. And basically, there were rumors and rumblings that, in general, Florence did not love that Harry got this role with the connection that there is, and that there was this sort of underlying feud between her and Olivia, basically.
Got it.
And so everyone's been like, oh my God, is she gonna... Because she was barely promoting the movie on her like socials or anything. And then the announcement came out that... And this is like kind of unprecedented for like a big movie. She wasn't going to do the press conference where you answer questions with your co-stars. So she skipped that. She said she was shooting Dune, which doesn't totally check out because like Timothy Chalamet is just hanging out there.
Oh, and that's where he was posing with the red.
As Countess Luann.
Yes.
Yes. Also high fashion. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, did you see that edit that someone made of the Dune cover where it said, "How you Dune?" And it was all Wendy.
No, I didn't.
Isn't that Star Wars Dune? I don't know. This is why I don't watch movies. But anyway,
okay, continue. Yeah, this is a lot to digest. But basically, Olivia has like been like, there is no feud. The internet's being the internet. Meanwhile, Florence is like refusing to acknowledge this film, but did just fly in for the red carpet, looking very unbothered, standing away from Harry and Olivia. Looking amazing. So back to the actual high fashion, she's wearing this amazing starry black gown.
More diamonds.
More diamonds.
It's very like if Serena's outfit was a red carpet outfit.
Yes. Yeah. Valentino, Fall Winter 22 Couture. So you can pick that up.
She by Sheree.
Yes, and She by Sheree.
I'm kidding.
But basically, I'm very... out? Yes.
Didn't it come out?
Andy posted in a hoodie, right?
I think so.
She by Sheree, which has a strikingly similar logo to Jeffree Star.
Does it really?
Oh my God. Did you not see it?
No, I need to see this.
Okay, go to Andy's
page. Because it is September right now, which is like the running joke of when? More September.
Go to his Twitter.
Spring, summer. Who, Andy's?
Yep.
Oh my God, that logo is literally
Jeffree Star. It's literally Jeffree Star.
Oh my God, She by Sheree v. Jeffree Star in court.
She by legislation. Yes.
That's literally his logo.
Obsessed. Yeah, we'll have to see how he responds to that. There will be something. But anyway, the longest of story short, this is probably the most buzzed about movie that had nothing to do with the movie, since people were asking, like, what is the most, you know, buzzed about movie that had nothing to do with the movie, is like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, when there was like the Brad, Angie, Jen drama.
Oh,
like,
I remember that.
There's this whole thing that's happening outside of this movie that has nothing to do with the movie. And so people are just like waiting to see if Florence is going to say anything. All questions about Shia were blocked at the Q&A. It's been very dramatic. Gays are living.
They probably love it, though. It's promo for the movie.
It is promo for the movie.
We won't be watching.
I will.
I don't watch movies, but I'm still scarred from Midsommar. I will never
see another movie. I know. Well, I've been very entertained. Also, it's been giving me a lot of work at work, just covering every single tiny bit of information about this, because you just don't have a star not do the full promo for their big movie,
right,
with Harry Styles. So it's been very dramatic. Drama. Such drama. So all eyes on her.
Speaking of fashion and film festivals and Midsommar.
Oh.
Did you see that tweet? It was Hillary Clinton at the red carpet, and she's in like full glam, and it's like this white flowing outfit. And someone tweeted,
oh, no.
Why does she look like the old people before they jump off the cliff in Midsommar?
Well,
oh my God. I'm like, how do I get this movie out of my life?
I know it's going to follow you. You truly Midsommar'd yourself into infinity. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. We'll have to wait and see what happens next. Anyway.
Anywho, let's get off the runway. Pull out your
off
phones.
Off the runway and onto the phones.
Time for a little
TikTok swack.
I don't know what the hell happened. It's Labor Day weekend, just like that. Shout out to Roz. Our Chromatica Chanteuse has also been making makeup, and she has received the seal of approval from one MUA legend, Michaela.
Yes.
She has officially approved Lady Gaga's new House Labs foundation, not sponsored, but
not
it is
yet. Yes.
Approved
yes.
by Michaela.
The new House Labs foundation, the latest non-music release from Lady Gaga, 51 uh-huh. Shades of Clean Supercharged Artistry Foundation, available this week, September 8th.
Wow.
Just in time for Fashion Week. We'll have to see. That just brings me back to the days of like everyone dragging everyone for the shade ranges, and I will see how Gaga does.
Yeah.
But foundation. But
you know how I love working with legends.
We'll see in this new clean girl aesthetic era, where it's not pancake era anymore.
Oh, that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Was a thing. Still a thing for some. Michaela did a very emotional TikTok talking about how she still wants to do that.
Yeah.
She wants to do it her way, not just follow the garbage tips from other people.
I loved the highlighter era.
The James Charles highlight
mm-hmm.
and the brick eyebrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why was I so obsessed with, I mean, I still am, but it would be like someone taking out like a highlighter.
Because it's Jersey. I think it's very Jersey.
They put them on, they're just like, the glow.
Oh my God.
And
do you see
like,
this?
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
It had to be blinding.
Mm-hmm.
Blinding highlight.
The swatch.
Yeah, if the swatch didn't
what
work
the
after
terms
one
they would
swatch.
Use?
So pigmented.
So pigmented.
So pigmented.
Fallout. That's another word.
Fallout.
That I learned.
If it a little bit mm-hmm. came off the brush,
yep.
You were going to jail.
Uh-huh. Literally.
There was an era of MUA where it was like Fallout?
Yeah.
On mine? Cancelled.
The bitches got out like the microscopes.
Yeah. Well, some of us had hairy, hairy lipstick, and we had to.
Like knives hitting.
Yeah. Lipsticks. Jaclyn Hill.
I'm obsessed with Jaclyn Hill.
Is it ketchup or knives?
Yeah. I hope. Oh, my God. Jaclyn Hill, if you're listening. When I get good at music production, we're making you a single.
Oh, yeah.
I want Jaclyn Hill to release a EDM
Read
bop.
My hairy lips. Well, speaking of MUAs.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a new MUA influencer.
We do.
On the streets. And to be fair, I have been watching.
Same.
Well.
Bethany Frankel.
She's been kicked off of Housewives. Well, she left.
Yeah.
And she's made more than enough TikToks explaining why she left and how much of a big deal she is and how much she's worth.
Mm-hmm. And how much she spends on buying this makeup now, because I just want everyone to know.
I didn't get it sent to me.
Yeah.
She has been doing a series where she's basically like, don't do it, girl, right? Isn't that what she's calling it? Like, don't do it.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yep.
But like, I stan.
Yeah, she's basically like, this is $150. It's all right.
Did we talk about when she did the whatever that award show was with Paris Hilton, and she like went up on stage and quoted that?
No.
It's the bad bit genre.
Oh,
the genre.
No.
Did we talk about that? I can't remember.
But she, maybe we did, but she's often embarrassing.
If we didn't, we can talk about it now. So she is doing that, but with this like makeup thing. Like, don't do it, girl. I did it.
Yeah, she's quoting some old sounds already. Yeah.
But I mean, arguably us.
Yes. However, I feel like it's helpful. I feel like her series is helpful because she really doesn't have anything to lose and doesn't give a shit. And she's like,
I trust it.
I've seen all the influencers promote this on TikTok. It's shit. She'll just be like, this one from the beauty store, the drugstore works just as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's real like that. But she did approve.
Real housewife.
A real housewife.
True to brand.
She did approve REM Beauty.
She did.
I'm surprised. I didn't hear that great stuff about it.
Yeah, some of the muas were...
They were not. They were sleeping on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was talking about how like compact it is for traveling. Like, we get it, Bethany.
Yeah.
You're in the Hamptons now.
Yeah. She's got a lot of problems with like portability of the product. She doesn't like it when it's like, you can't stand it up. You can't... Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
And, she dragged Kylie Jenner.
She did, which I actually thought was a... appropriate dragging.
Mm-hmm.
She did the birthday box and then bought these separate products and then found that it's the same exact thing.
Just with the packaging.
But with the box. So she's like, I spent $117 in this box. Like, I better go get a hamster.
She tried to go return it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's both smart of Kylie and smart of Beth. Like, call it out, but also people want to, unfortunately, feel important. And so they want to feel like they got a PR box.
I know.
It's so sad, but I get it. Not as in I want to do it, but I'm like, yeah, everyone wants to be an influencer, wants to pretend they got the PR box. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. They want to feel like they got the box from Kylie.
So it would be like if I bought the birthday box and was like, oh my God, thank you, Kylie Cosmetics.
The PR box.
Oh.
Yeah. I bet you there's a lot of fake unravelings, fake unveilings, unboxings, what have you.
Call them out. Yes,
every single one of you. We'll see.
Wow.
And I did see Michaela also approved, as far as I know, Addison Rae's gloss stuff.
I did not know Addison Rae had lip gloss. What am I? I need to collab with Elf.
What would you call it?
My Elf anti-sweating powder, anti-shine.
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would call mine, though.
Addison has a line called Item Beauty.
Oh.
What are
the items?
It's
you know
lip
what they're
gloss.
Not.
Well, they're not singles.
Songs. Maybe she should put those in a box and sell them.
Yeah, she got the Lip Quip Clean Moisturizing Lip Gloss. And I did see it get approved. So...
Wow.
Makeup, you know, mogul. And, you know, Chanteuse on the side eventually. Yeah. But right now she's dealing with a lot from her embarrassing family trying to get the fame.
Young Gravy is now like a household name. No. I'm kidding.
It's all been so embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is. But something that's really embarrassing. Well...
What happened now?
So Addison Rae, still no music.
Still no music, but our favorite queen of pop.
Yes. Her father.
Yes.
So started an OnlyFans and deleted after one day.
Oh.
So he
Denise Richards did too.
She did.
She's still going,
though.
Denise! I mean, I'm just like, what's the end game for both of them? The parents. Like, what is happening? It's like a lot of things at once. And it just seems to be grasping fame. Like, what is going on here?
Can we get sued for defamation?
For what?
For sharing our opinions.
Well, it's been, if that's the case, they've got plenty of lawsuits lined up for everything we've ever talked
anyone.
About. Well, what are we saying?
I don't know. I just don't want to get sued. I don't have the money to pay for it.
Okay.
I don't.
I think plenty of people are being critical of
there's
her
a
parents.
Lot of, okay, the thing is with this, like with the Muas and the YouTubers,
yeah.
People sue.
They do. They get litigious.
Don't sue me.
No. No, we don't want that. But no. What are for being critical of their moves? I feel like it's fair to.
Yeah, like if I say you're embarrassing, can someone sue me for defamation for saying that?
No, because that's an opinion that doesn't mean anything that would ruin their business, like okay. Ruin their livelihood.
Got it. Know?
Defamation is like making a claim that he's done something horrible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's something that could potentially ruin their life.
Got it.
So I don't think that's enough to it.
No.
Ruin their livelihood, whatever. So, yeah.
No, well, their own actions do that.
And not that scenario specifically. It's just like, maybe if that was his goal to do that, that would be one thing. But it feels like they're frantically reaching at anything right now.
Yeah.
For fame. In a way that reminds me of the good old days of the Lilo stuff. Like, her parents
going
buck wild on reality shows and on
Atlanta.
Oh my God. It reminds me of that. We talked about
Kim
it last
when
week. Like
Sheree was chasing her down the sidewalk.
Uh huh. It's just, it's giving thirsty parents.
Yeah.
And I just feel really sad for her because, you know, your parents running amok on social media and
making out with Young Gravy, starting
making
OnlyFans.
Out with Young Gravy. It's like, just needed to, I feel bad for her because she's the one who got famous and now her parents are like going wild.
She's 20, right?
Yeah. 20 okay. or 21. Mm-hmm. Also, like, probably way.
They probably want money.
Well, yeah, but she's also like way too young to even be handling a lot of this. So
yeah.
It's like really shitty. We support you, Addison.
Yeah.
We're so
stream
sorry.
Stream Addison Rae unreleased on SoundCloud.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not anyway. That I'm supporting. Illegally streaming anyone's
art. It's just the
art.
Only option we have.
It's just, it's so good and it needs to come out. That's the point. Well, speaking of YouTuber drama, social media drama, I just had something to say.
What?
Def Noodles is hot.
So I think you'll have to explain who that is to a lot of people.
Okay, so I get all of my MUA YouTuber influencer drama news from Def Noodles, which is spelled D-E-F Noodles.
Uh-huh.
And I did not know who this was. I just was like, oh, it's Def Noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now been posting more of himself because there's like, I don't know, they're like fighting each other. I don't know. It's like some UFC thing where YouTubers like challenge each other to fights or something. I don't get it.
Well, there's the boxing shit.
Yeah, it's like the Logan Paul. They're like, they want to fight each other.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's veering into heterosexual territory that we can't understand.
I don't understand.
It doesn't process in our brains.
No.
Okay. Well, work noodles.
Yeah. So basically he's like, I can fight you.
Yeah.
Here's what I look like. And it's like muscle. And I'm like, oh, a noodle for sure.
Well.
Yeah. He got accused of fluffing with a photo recently.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, this is just all the more reason that we have to pivot to video, clearly. And all of a sudden, somebody could find you're somebody's Def Noodles.
Sure.
One day. But anyway.
Actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll include this in the. I might cut this out. But
Exclude.
I drew this the other day.
Okay, I thought that was a logo. Now I'm seeing it.
No, that's
there's chairs.
That's a rough of our podcast.
That's a concept.
Logo. Yeah.
Oh,
and
having...
this is like uplights coming up, but I sketched that the other day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
oh,
I had
are you concepting?
I had my camera out and I was trying to figure out spacing.
Well, I see the the vision.
My notes there. Yeah.
I'm down whenever. But that's something
we can discuss that.
Offline that we could discuss.
What do they say? It's shop talk.
Shop talk.
Yeah.
Shop talk.
Shop talk.
Yeah.
Continuing with TikTok talk.
Oh, yeah.
Our queen.
Slay!
She's on top of the charts yet again.
I listened to a Bebe Rexha Twitter space the other day.
Did she talk?
She did.
What'd
with
she
the
have
Rexars.
To say?
She revealed that there was a Rexar group chat, a private group chat.
Where she checks in with fans?
Mm-hmm.
Gaga did that with Monsters.
And I was like, okay, interesting. How do I get in on that?
How do we get in
she
on that?
She promoted Hold Me Closer.
Oh, my God.
And fans were like complimenting a lot of her unreleased stuff. And She was just like super chill. I requested to join, but I didn't get accepted.
We stan Bibi in this house, and she's very real. And she duetted a video on TikTok of a person talking about famous people who aren't famous, specifically calling out Bibi.
Yeah. She's basically like,
whom I don't know.
Yes. And she was like, how does this person have billions of streams, but I wouldn't recognize her on the street? And Bibi the whole time is just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And
giggling and smirking a little bit.
Giggling and smirking a little bit. And I just love that because I feel like that's the dream.
It really is.
It's like the viral tweet that's like, imagine being like any other member of Maroon 5 and you get to go to the supermarket, but also like have the sales of Maroon 5. Like, right. You're not Adam. So, and I'm not endorsing their music, but I'm saying like, imagine being huge and you're the other person in the group getting that check without dealing with the fame paparazzi, tap, whatever, all of that. Sounds pretty nice to me.
Let's ask Christina Aguilera. I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter. I'm joking.
Everyone can direct their comments and questions to T. Kyle Mack.
I will go down fighting about how much I'm a fighter.
Once again, that's T. Kyle.
Oh my God, do
Twitter.
It. I dare you. Fighters, come for me. Oh, also speaking of being a fighter, Andy wrote me back about me asking him to ask Hillary Clinton what her favorite Christina Aguilera song is.
And he said, we don't have time
you are
that.
Such a fighter.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you better ask it.
You better ask it. Wow. Well, there you go.
Yep.
But yes, basically it was like BB acknowledging that she is a anonymous queen of pop.
Yep.
I love it.
It really is the goal.
It is. I'm sorry to have like co-writes on iconic acts songs and also do your own songs and constantly be charting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she said on The Space that she has country songs coming out.
Oh, well.
For another artist.
Meant to Be was number one for 50 fucking weeks.
Oh, that video.
So.
Scrubbed off the internet, but not off the internet. My phone.
Nope. This song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. You're going to sing the words.
That was so iconic.
That really was.
And it also ties back to this TikTok because
it
she
does.
Was at the Spotify event. No one was singing, but the song was number one for.
It's so. It's such an indicative example of the omnipresence and anonymity of Bibi Rexha, my new thesis coming soon.
We do need the audience to stream Sacrifice, though.
We do need them to stream Sacrifice, yes. But she's smart for writing country songs. She knows that worked. Give it to whoever. Give it to Maren Morris, who just raised $100,000 for trans organizations because
of slay.
Tucker Carlson's screenshot calling her a
crazy country girl. Yeah.
Crazy country girl. Big slay. We love that. They were popping off about it on the Discord, actually. There was a chat about it. Shout out to the Discord. Keeping up with the Maren Morris.
The girls.
Drama. She turned that right around, made it a shirt, made $100,000. Pretty iconic, if you ask me. That's high fashion as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, now you're going to have to stream the middle.
Bop.
Yep. Anyway. So shout out to
In
BB.
In BB we trust.
In BB we trust. Bops are coming.
But I did love that she acknowledged this because it shows that she's kind of in, I don't know, just she's cool.
She's just cool.
She's
she
just
can
cool.
hang. She can hang.
Oh my God, I want to get a Corona with Bibi Rexha.
Definitely. You would absolutely hit it off with her.
I feel like I really would. Like that TikTok that she did with her tits out where she's just on that little boat bopping.
Yeah.
Is very me.
You. Well...
Except I'd get seasick, but
yeah,
we could,
true.
You know, sit on like a
together.
Bench, like a lounge chair.
Yes. Now, there was another viral, to keep on the TikTok talk, there was another viral tweet. Merciless one.
I did not engage. I'm not getting involved.
Not getting involved. I might have an opinion, but I'm not getting involved.
Oh, I do have an opinion.
Oh, I have an opinion.
Should we reveal our opinions?
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay. I'm scared. Don't clip this. Or do it.
This tweet was it a Cards Against Humanity? No, it's just,
I don't know what that is.
No, actually, the game's called One Gotta Go.
Oh.
And the tweet said, Carr just upended this whole ass party. And mm-hmm. the one gotta go choices.
All from Mason LLL, if yes, you want to look it up.
Yeah, drag him, not us.
We'll quote retweet it on our Twitter, which is legendsonly_pod.
Yes. You're supposed to choose between four things and one has to go is the concept of that game.
Mm-hmm.
And vocally, the choices are between Queen, Beyonce, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, and Adele. I mean, for me, it's not hard. That's the thing.
What I love about this is how they emphasize the word vocally.
Yes.
Under all four.
Yes.
What would really crack me up is if one of these said something different.
Like, it was like vocally, visually, vocally.
Yeah, right.
It was all vocally.
Yeah, so it's Beyonce, Whitney, Mariah, Adele.
I think that means like you can't, you know, if you like, don't think about Beyonce's videos. Don't think about, like, I think that's what they were trying to say with, yeah. by me. But anyway, it's not hard for me. I don't think it's even controversial, actually.
I say three gotta go.
What?
Maybe.
Okay, well, that's...
To me, there's one winner here.
Oh.
It's Whitney Houston.
Okay. I mean...
Just saying.
I just don't know that...
Go. I stand,
I just don't think...
But Whitney...
I don't think I needed to kick out extra people that I didn't need to.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if we're talking one, it's Adele.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think that's controversial.
I think she's going to do just fine.
She'll do just fine. I think she's beloved for her heartfelt songs and her...
Oh.
Yeah, and her... banter on stage, but I don't think she ranks as one of the best vocalists in that category of those three other women.
Correct.
So, and that doesn't mean that I don't, you know, love her. It's just like, no. All combine all the octaves of those three women, mm-hmm. please. That goes back to our conversations about voices. Like, we like Adele's voice for being what that is. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we love our Britney, we love our Selena, and they give us a certain type of vocal. That doesn't mean that it's not something we don't love just because it's the difference between like octaves and whatever.
Yeah, ranges.
Ranges.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as we were talking, BB Rexha just ended a space. We missed a chat.
What happened?
BB Rexha just had a space again.
Oh, damn it.
It's fine. She's probably talking about this tweet. But yeah, that's the one gotta go challenge. Let us know politely in the Discord.
What would you say if the question, the prompt was visually?
No, oh, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
that, yeah. I am such a shit stirrer.
You really are.
I want to lean into it more.
You can do that on
it's
your
account. It's
entertaining.
That is the one thing I learned from Wendy Williams, I will say.
Yeah.
I need to step into it more.
Yeah, I would say it really worked out well for her all the times that she dragged people.
It did.
Sure. Anyway. There's some music this week.
Visually, I would get rid of Beyonce. Flop. No, I'm kidding.
Once again, direct all comments to T. Kyle McMahon.
They don't get it at this point. Where is Christina Aguilera on this card? Outsells all of them.
Oh, my God.
But I feel like the internet is so unhinged now that it's like...
Well, I don't see Miranda Cosgrove.
Exactly.
So the card is incomplete.
Yes.
I think if we're getting specific. But we do have some new songs and a new number one.
We do.
Eliza Rose.
Should have been Hold Me Closer.
Yeah.
But
Baddest
okay.
of Them All, BOTA, which is a TikTok hit.
Yeah. So this is kind of going off TikTok talk.
Yeah.
Which is why I love this, even though like it should have been Hold Me Closer. It's fine.
Well, that could be a TikTok song very soon.
Uh-huh. But yeah. This, I feel like she's been bubbling for a while on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then took off, and now to see it mm-hmm. chart, mm-hmm. bop.
Yeah, this is going to keep happening. This is the new normal, everyone. Get used to
mm-hmm.
it. And speaking of TikTok music, actually, we're just segueing right into it. Kim Petras, she released this a while ago, but now it hit streaming. It was an Amazon exclusive.
Oh, it was? That's
yeah.
where it came from?
Yeah. Running Up That Hill cover came out like the week after the Stranger Things buzz, and everyone was like, oh, you copied. But apparently she had done it quite a while back. Mm-hmm. And it was just divine timing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I kind of like it. If only could. It's giving Carmen Rasmussen.
That
if
is
you
a
know,
reference.
You know. But is it not?
Now that you said it, I'll never unhear it.
Right. And that's why I love it. It was literally giving Carmen
really
Rasmussen.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
it all comes together.
The
vibrato. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And make a deal with God.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's like karaoke, though, like in the sense of like, at this point, certainly everyone's reinvented the song in every which genre.
Yeah.
So it's just another. Still holding strong in the top 10, which I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really.
Song of the summer.
Song of the summer. Then
do we have to pick one of those?
It's easy, though. I really do think it's that song.
Running Up That Hill?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, are we talking about like our personal taste?
I mean, we could do both.
Yeah. I'll have to think on that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think it has the best
story. We can
story.
Do that on September 21st when fall officially is here.
Yeah.
We'll pick our song of the summer.
I just think it's like compelling that Kate Bush came roaring back and had her best chart ever. Like, I just think that's amazing. I love that that's the song of the summer.
Us in 30 years when Sacrifice is on Stranger Things season 37 and goes viral.
Yeah. Well, we also had another EDM bop actually from someone we both like.
Oh, yes.
Morgan Page.
It's called Body Like.
Yeah.
My body like, hey. Bop.
Bop. And we also have a new single. Well, The Lord Giveth and The Lord Taketh Away.
She does.
You know, the Lord works in sweep a psycho ways because she gave us a new single and an album pushback. Adjust your wigs, everyone, because you're going to need it. Ava Max, Million Dollar Baby, new single. Dance floors and diamonds and dance floors.
Yep. Diamonds and dance floors.
It's 2023.
As it should be after this. I said it.
Yeah. Million Dollar Baby is here. It is a song that interpolates Leanne Rimes' Can't Fight the Moonlight from 2000's Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
Leanne Rimes not to be found in the video, puzzlingly.
Nope.
The video is more of an homage to Gimme More, if anything, of Ava watching Ava on stage. And then they sort of like battle it out backstage in a very bizarre sort of joining forces to, as we discussed on the live chat, form the worst outfit she's ever worn with sneakers on.
Yeah.
Presumably that is Skechers promo. Not that her visuals have ever... it's all about the bops.
Right. I mean...
Yeah.
The motto, solo music video, slay.
Oh, that's true.
So just
that's
saying.
True. You know, we've come along, we've strayed so far from the lopsided wig, and we haven't even had a moment to enjoy any of the eras because they move so fast. We're in brunette era, I think, right now. Truly Ava next door. If you want to talk about anonymous pop queens, like, it's not a
drag them queen.
Oops, wrong button.
It's not a distinguished look. It's distinguishable look, I would say, compared to her others.
Locals.
But, you know, we're finding our way. And I believe you called the song $10 Baby on the live show. It's not the best.
Okay, I will say this.
Okay.
It does have, which I think is a good standout for her, there's something about the synth or like the instruments that are used in this production that feel Ava Max. Like, she has a sound. Oh,
she absolutely does.
And it's there. It's just not giving my head my heart, which is a fucking bop. And it's not the motto. Okay. And that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm still a Maxinista.
Absolutely. Maxi pad, Max, an avatar.
But this one's just not giving it for me. And that's okay.
It's okay. It has to be okay. Because we have to hold on for three more months. Even though some LGBTs have possibly leaked the album on Twitter already. I don't know. I've seen some rumblings.
Really?
Yeah.
So then why doesn't it just come out? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know.
Like, can't she just go on DistroKid and, like, publish her own? No, I guess there's, like, probably laws and whatever, contracts.
And I also think that she just doesn't want to do that to Taylor and take the number one from her. So I think she has to push back.
Right.
It's nice of her to do that, but she doesn't want Midnights to be overshadowed by Diamonds and Dance Floors.
Yep.
But we'll see. We'll see in 2023. And then just a quick shout out. Tove Stierke, the other Tove Stierke, I should say, has a new song called Another Broken Heart Out. It's an addition to her album that came out this year. It's just a bop. It's fantastic. I recommend it for fans of Swedes named Tove.
Good. We love a Tove.
We do. And we also got the video for Tove Lo's latest single as well. She went sort of Y2K, we love. And yeah, we've we've really just got, you know, Diamonds and Dance Floors to hold us over to 2023 at this point. We've got Midnight's coming out. We've got Carly Rae's album.
We do.
Megan's album.
It's fall.
It's fall.
Yeah.
The leaves have not yet fell.
No.
That about wraps up the week for now.
It was a slow music week.
Definitely a slow music week. I do think that on a holiday weekend, everybody backed off. They also saw that Million Dollar Baby came out, so everyone said, I won't release.
Yeah.
They couldn't do that because they won't chart. And maybe everyone's being respectful and letting Hold Me Closer get some more steam in the absence.
That's true.
Maybe so. It was also Beyonce's birthday. Everyone did it out of respect. They were like, I'm not touching this.
Mm-hmm.
I did expect a tour announcement.
Happy birthday, Beyonce.
Happy birthday, Beyonce. 30. Except that one's 11 years old now, I think. You got everything Kim Kardashian wants.
Yeah. Iconic birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Intro.
Yes.
9.
Thank you.
4.
Thank you, Wendy Williams, for that birthday message. Thank you, Beyonce, for your birth.
You are Beyonce.
Thank you. And we'll, I guess, wait for this tour announcement and these visuals.
Oh, yeah.
Thought it would be coming soon.
My guess is summer of 23 for a Beyonce World Tour.
Me too. Well,
with Renaissance 2 and 3.
Absolutely.
She'll do that outdoor stadium moment. Yeah.
Yes.
Predictions.
Well, everybody, we hope that you had a fabulous Labor Day weekend.
And summer.
And we've still got more if you want to join us for the after show, our
yes.
Patreon Legends Only fans.
We are going to be going through that lengthy Stan Twitter thread.
Deep cut thread.
Yep. Where everyone is giving their opinions on the best deep cuts
everything.
From the girls.
And thank you to everybody who joined us for the latest live chat that
yes.
just happened. We have another one scheduled for the end of September.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're on the icon tier.
Yes, mark your calendars. RSVP in the Discord. And yeah, we've got more lined up. Coming on up.
Yeah.
So until next time.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.